Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Strong Her Way to Eat, Move, and Live. Here we talk all things food freedom, fitness, and life transformation, helping you heal your relationship to food, exercise, your body, and yourself. It is lovely to be here with you today. Happy Monday if you are listening to this in real time. I wanted to share a little bit of a case study with you today. So this was a client that I worked with briefly. Actually, she was in a beta group for a program that I created. And her story really stuck out to me because this is something that I've been talking about a lot lately with my one-on-one clients, doing different workshops at local gyms and things like that, when we're talking about habit change and behavior change. And really what people are finding creates that long-term lasting change. This is a part of like habit change or goal setting that I feel like is maybe not getting as much airtime as it needs. In fact, when you are looking at people that have gone on to lose weight and have been able to maintain the weight loss past kind of that typical 2 to 3 years, which is where we see a bulk of diets failing and people regaining usually more weight than what they lost, unfortunately. The people, that very small percentage of people that go on to keep the weight off long term, the one thing that they say really changed, really had the biggest impact and effect on them was their self-concept. It was really the identity that they had of themselves, the way that they viewed themselves. And this is something, like I said, that I've been talking about a lot with my own clients in these workshops. And so I wanted to share this case study with you and then really share how you can start to implement these changes to your self-concept, to the way that you are viewing yourself to match and to really align with the goals that you're setting for yourself around food, around exercise, maybe just in general in your life. So Donna was, she is a teacher. I've worked with a handful of teachers. I know that they have a huge demand on their time. Unfortunately, oftentimes their workday does not end right at 3:30 when all of the kids are going home. A lot of times they end up having to take their work home with them on the weekends as well. So she's working long days. She's often taking her work home with her, like I said, on the weekends. But she, when her and I first started working together, when she came to this program, she was ready to make some long-term lasting changes. She was tired of the quick fixes, done with the strict meal plans, didn't want to follow another diet that had her not ever able to eat any of her favorite foods again. And now, when Donna and I had started working together, where she was coming from, she had tried diet after diet. She had essentially lost and regained the same, 20 to 30 pounds over and over and over again, each time gaining a little bit more and finding it a little bit harder to get the weight off. What she had been trying in the past really wasn't working. This is not uncommon, right? We see, especially the more that we tend to diet, the more that our weight kind of yo-yos, the harder it gets to lose and keep the weight off with each subsequent diet. So Donna was in this place of feeling highly discouraged, defeated, and she really was just feeling like a failure. This is exactly where I found myself in 2018, standing in my kitchen, starting a diet or starting a workout plan and a meal plan all over again. Just feeling like, why in the world does this healthy lifestyle feel so hard? Why does this feel like this is something that I'm never going to get a handle on? And for me, it was in that moment that I heard the Holy Spirit. He's like, it's because you've been dieting this whole time and calling it a lifestyle. And that really stopped me in my tracks. So Donna was finding herself in this place of snacking on sweets throughout the day, really just trying to do good and trying to be good on her diet. She was finding that she was able to kind of sustain that pattern for a few days, but usually by the end of the day or definitely on the weekends, she was eating everything in sight, right? It was like the dam would break and all heck would break loose. She was also in a position where she's wanting to get more consistent with her workouts, but feeling short on time, just given the demands of her job and then taking care of her family, running her house. being exhausted, being stressed by the end of the day, it was really easy for her to talk herself out of going to the gym or doing that workout. So what we did, we started by implementing small changes, thinking one thing at a time. Now, at this point in time, she had already joined a local gym that was close to her house, so it was super convenient to get there. She had even started connecting with a few other friends to start to create that support and that accountability. But what we know sometimes happens when we're trying to be accountable just to friends is that sometimes they fall off the wagon or things come up for them and they're not able to go. Or maybe they have days where they don't really feel like going. And then we might inadvertently, kind of subconsciously, talk each other into not going to the gym or come on just this once. So she had the support, she had the gym membership, but what she was finding is that it was hard to still get herself there consistently. Now, remember, she's kind of operating from that old pattern of just use your willpower, just try harder. And a lot of kind of even those change strategies of like, put it on your calendar, schedule it in. Now, I don't know if your brain is anything like mine, but I could still see something on my calendar and talk myself out of going. Right? There still can be a lot of that drama that's coming up in our mind. In fact, even as I sat down to record this, it was on my calendar, I still could kind of feel myself being like, well, let's just do it a little bit later. Let's just go have a break right now, and then we'll come back to it. So we can try all of these strategies, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. This is really where I think it's important to also be doing that work, that inner work in the brain, understanding how your brain works, kind of hacking some of the things that the brain wants to do that sort of gets us off track. Also working with a coach, having somebody that's outside of yourself that can see the obstacles, that can maybe kind of see the pitfalls, help you plan ahead for that, help you kind of figure out how you want to work through that before you're facing it. But then certainly there's so much value in being able to reflect on the times that things didn't go well. So like I said, we were working on those small changes. She got the gym membership. She had a little bit of support and kind of accountability with a couple of her girlfriends. But what she was noticing, like I said, is that she was still having a hard time getting there consistently. And so the real kicker for her in how does she be consistent in getting to the gym 5 days a week, because that was her goal eventually, even when her friends couldn't make it or even when she didn't really feel like doing it. And this is the part that I think a lot of goal strategies and habit change and things like that don't really talk about. We really worked on her kind of shifting the belief and shifting the way that she viewed herself to being a person that worked out or moved her body 5 days a week. Now, I know that that seems super simple, almost oversimple. And I think what ends up happening a lot of times when something is really simple, really easy, is we don't think that it's going to be hard enough or that it's a big enough change to elicit long-term change. One of the things I want you to keep in mind, though, is that it's not about doing these huge, massive, extreme things that you can't stay consistent with. That's not going to be any better than doing the small, seemingly insignificant things, but doing it on a more consistent, more regular basis. That's really going to build up that momentum. That's going to build up that compounding effect where eventually it just kind of starts to take off. So we really just worked on that small identity shift, that one little sentence. I'm somebody who moves my body every single day. I'm somebody who works out 5 days a week. Now, while we were working on that, we were also working on some tangible strategic things around food and exercise. So really the nuts and the bolts, but we really started working on and focusing on that mindset component, what was happening between her ears, and really her shifting and working on her self-concept and her self-identity, ultimately changing the way that she viewed herself, the way that she was talking about herself to herself. And what she noticed was that one little statement started to change everything for her almost immediately. Because on the days that she didn't feel like working out, she would just remind herself that she is, in fact, somebody who worked out 5 days a week, somebody that moved her body a little bit every single day. This really became a reminder for her. It became a trigger. And more importantly, or perhaps most importantly, it became a part of her new self-identity. So like I said, those people that go on to lose the weight long-term or to, you know, really live like a fit and active and healthy lifestyle or whatever that goal is that you have for yourself, they change how they view themselves while they're also changing the behaviors and the patterns and the habits. They change that self-talk. They change their self-concept to match the goals that they're working towards and to really ultimately match that version or that vision of themselves and how they want to be living their lives. Most people completely miss that and they totally ignore that. And they just focus on the actions. They just focus on trying harder, using more willpower to get to the goal. But what then ends up happening is that they oftentimes get to the goal, and usually one of two things will end up happening along with this. One, they realize that maybe their life isn't all that different. That was me. I had worked so hard to lose weight, to get my body to be kind of the goal weight or the ideal shape or size. I got there and realized that I still had so many of the same problems that I had before I had lost the weight. Because while I was able to change the behaviors, change the habits, lose the weight, I myself didn't really change all that much. I mean, there were certainly things that did transform and did change, and I'm so thankful for that. But at the end of the day, there wasn't like that deeper transformative work that happened. So that could be one thing that happens. The other thing that could potentially happen is that's where we start to see some of those self-sabotaging behaviors start to creep back up, or some of those old patterns, those old habits that we had when we were at the bigger weight or in the larger body or whatever, those things start to kind of creep up. And this is really because what ended up happening is that that self-concept or that identity didn't change. You just tried to put new behaviors on top of that. Well, what is happening is that even as you got to that goal, in this case, we're talking about weight loss, even as you got there, that old identity, those old beliefs about yourself, about food and all of that stuff start to reemerge and start to push back, right? I want you to think about this a little bit as though it's a thermometer or like a thermostat in the house, right? If it's set to a specific temperature, it's either going to kick the AC on to bring the temperature back down, or it's going to kick your heater on to bring the temperature back up. This is essentially the same thing that is happening when we're talking about that self-concept, that identity. Our behaviors are going to match that of that identity that we have. So if we are somebody that goes on to lose a bunch of weight, but we're still viewing ourselves as that heavier version of ourselves, we're still believing, we're still thinking the same thing, then the actions that we end up taking ultimately end up aligning more with that. Versus if you're working on that self-concept, working on the identity while you're changing your actions and your behaviors. And actually, I truly believe that those actions ultimately start to flow from that identity, which is what makes it a lot easier. It makes it so that you're relying less on willpower. As you're changing those things together, then once you get to the goal, you've already been working on living your life from that place. And so the way that you view yourself, the way that you talk to yourself, the way that you talk about yourself, the actions that you're taking, the things that you're thinking, the beliefs that you have, all of that supports you living in that new version of yourself or living at that new goal weight or whatever that is. So I wanted to share a little bit about Donna's story and really that thing that clicked for her. Because I do, like I said, I truly believe that is one of the things that is missing from almost any goal setting plan out there or protocol out there. Or, you know, when people are looking at changing their habits or changing their behaviors, this is often not a part of the conversation that we're having, but it really is like setting the GPS, right? So when you are thinking about your goals, when you're thinking about something that you're wanting to achieve, I want you to first sit down and think like, okay, if I could take myself to the place that I was already there, who would I be? How would I be different? What are the things I would be thinking? How would I be talking to myself? How would I treat myself? How would I behave around food and exercise and how would I just be showing up and living my life every single day if I wasn't trying to reach that goal? Because the reality is the version of you that already has that goal is no longer trying to get it, right? They're just the person that's living their life and enjoying that. So set that GPS. Think about, you know, what is your current identity? What is the current self-concept that you have of yourself? What parts of that is not serving you? And then how do we start to intentionally change that self-concept while we're changing the habits, while we're making different choices around food and exercise? And I promise you, when those two things start to sync up, that internal dialogue, that internal self-concept, along with the actions, it becomes so much easier and you rely way less on willpower. So I hope that this helps you. Maybe you see yourself in Donna's story. Maybe you can relate a little bit to her, where you've tried diet after diet, you've lost some weight, you've gained it back, and you're really just tired of riding that diet roller coaster. You feel like you want to try again, but maybe you're afraid to try again. You're afraid to fail. I want to offer to you that if you've not yet tried coaching, especially if you've not yet tried kind of this neuro coaching where we really are taking an inside out approach, then you haven't tried everything. And if this resonates with you, if this kind of makes sense and it seems like it's something that could work for you, I want to offer for you to just hop on a free call. This is going to be a place where we really just chat, we see if we're a good fit. You tell me a little bit about your goals. We come up with a personalized plan for you right there on the call. And if it seems like a good fit, then we can talk about working together so that you can stay on track with your plan. You can be held accountable to yourself, but also to your goals. And then you have that support by your side to help you pivot and change and course correct all along the way. That is something that we don't have typically when we're trying to go it alone, or even when we're just trying to be accountable to some of our friends. So if that sounds like a great idea for you, if that's something that you're interested in, head to aliciacarlson.com/connect, fill out that connect form. Let's get a call on the calendar for you. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Hope you have a lovely week, and I cannot wait to hear about your goals and to just hear how you're crushing it in life. So you can also reach out over on Instagram at @AliciaCarlson_. Let me know how the podcast is helping, how certain things that you're hearing and listening to are really making a difference. And if you're ready to take that next step, then let's get that call on the calendar. Thanks again for hanging out and tuning in. Until next time, bye.